CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
CKUW's Fun Drive is just around the corner on February the 6th. CKUW 95.9 FM is a community-focused station. The programming is done by volunteers, people from the community just like you. We rely on listener donations during Fun Drive for a quarter of our operating budget. Those donations come from listeners just like you. Our goal is community-supported independent media here in Winnipeg. Help us reach that goal. Go to fundrive.ckw.ca to donate.
Hello, everybody. Boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair. Music for the family.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I'm coming right at you from Boots and Saddle headquarters, here in the basement, on the fringes of downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. On the program today, we've got some new and recently released music from Dale Watson, Megan the Wheelers, Nicholas Campbell. You'll hear beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Amber Digby, Red Sovine, Dwight Yoakam, and more. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show. We'll be right back. Have swinging doors and bottles on the table with great big purple grapes of wrath printed on the label. And also angels wearing dresses tighter than their skin. It's a long way from heaven to the world you're living in. Beautiful country music to kick us off. And no matter the discipline and no matter what the stage name is, we're big fans of Amber Digby down here at Boots and Saddle. Kick it off today with Amber Digby. It's a long way from heaven to the world you're living in, from her 2013 record, The World You're Living In. Maybe you remember that one from Norma Jean, from her 1973 album, The Only Way to Hold Your Man. If I'm not mistaken, the song closes the Norma Jean record and opens up this Amber Digby one, and a nice way to open up episode number 90 of the Boots and Saddle Show. And welcome in to it, friends. It's me, your host, Sean Burns. Thanks for joining me this week, last week, the week before, next week, every week. Got some nice messages surrounding last week's broadcast, the Boots and Saddle Show Songwriter Series Volume 2, music, some of the music of Dallas Frazier. That was a fun show to put together, heavy on the traditional country music. We do have a few new and recently released ones here for you this week that I'm excited to share. Hope you've had a great week. Did I see any of you last week? I saw a handful of you at the King Cobb Market Pub last Wednesday. I love that spot. Nice little gig to do. I like doing that one solo. At one point in the second set, there was no less than 8 police cars behind me, based on the neighborhood of the establishment, it's no surprise, but it was a little distracting, all those police cars behind me with the cherries flashing. If you got a photo of me up there with a parade, a cavalcade of police lights and sirens behind me, don't be afraid to send it my way. This week, hey, it's our first of 4 Thursdays. We're going to be at Park Alley's Sean Burns and Lost Country every Thursday this month. Hope we'll see you there. Not going to have a lot of opportunity to catch the band after this month until the album release shows in September. I was alone with my daughter all week last week. My wife was at work on the road, so I was doing the solo dad thing, and it's a lot of work, but boy, do I ever love doing it. I'm often the one that puts her down at night and gets up with her in the morning. I like doing that stuff, and, you know, she's usually good about, she gets a couple stories, and I've talked about my little girl, Violet Moon, a lot of times on the program here. You know, she's 3.5, just a spirited 3.5 presents closer to a 5-year-old. And last week I was, you know, reading her a couple stories, and everything at this age, you know, if you have kids, you know, it's always one more, you know, you can watch one show, one more, and it's done. You know, I'll read you two stories are up, read me one more. So read her two stories. That was the deal. I put her into bed and she says, can you tell me a story? And then I feel like I'm on the spot, you know, tell stories all the time on stage to strangers or friends or fans. But I really felt like I was on the spot. And it's been a while since she asked me to do that. When she started asking me to do that months and months ago, I just kind of like, you know, told her about my day or about something that happened to me years ago or something that she, you know, that her mother and I have done together over the years. And then I started telling her stories based on songs. So I, you know, tell her the whole story of A Pirate Looks at 40 from Jimmy Buffett. That was a popular one. or A Taxi by Harry Chapin. Told her that whole story, you know, embellish on it a bit. And I was at a loss the other night. She said, tell me a story. I said, okay, I'm going to tell you a story. It's a ghost story. And she said, oh, no, I don't want to be afraid. I said, no, it's a good ghost. It's a friendly ghost. He's like a fairy from one of the fairy tales. But it's a ghost truck driver, and he helps people out. And he called his truck Phantom 309. She said, oh, tell me the story. So I told her the whole story, embellish on the story. The next morning, she comes into our bed, wakes me up. She said, can you tell me the story of the ghost truck again? So I told her the story, and I said, hey, why don't we listen to the song? So I turned on the song, and I'm going to turn it on for you right here. Now, I think that I played this maybe back on episode 20, which was our first, and maybe the only one we've done so far, truck driving themed episodes. Of course I played it on that one. So it's been long enough. 70 weeks, I say it's been long enough. And I recorded this song with Lost Country 5 years ago or so. We did a serviceable job of it. And I played it live a couple times last week. And one time I nailed it. One time I was a little off the mark. But when you nail it, boy, does it ever feel good. It's a classic. Classic truck driving country music song. Title track to a 1967 record. It's Red Sovine with Phantom 309. Right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on. And I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, Big Joe's the name. I told him mine. And he said, the name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road. Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe. When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup. Told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. Well, did I say something wrong? I said with a halfway grin. He said, no, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line. Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
They're gone. you're gonna come back. Some say you rest in the arms of the Savior if in sinful ways you lack. Some say that they're coming back in a garden bunch of carrots and little sweet peas. I think I'll just let the mystery be.
And Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing, located at 329 5th Street South. For over 13 years, Nectar has been your prime destination for high-quality tattoos in downtown Lethbridge, Alberta. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing.
Sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all. Unless you can when teardrops fall. I tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. You couldn't tell it by the smile. But my recovery took a while. I worked for days and nights on end. Walk and talk again. You can't believe the time it takes to heal a heart once it breaks. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. Me when I cry. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine of the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It hurts me when I cry. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry.
Do Roy Yoakam from his 1990 record, If There Was a Way, It Only Hurts When I Cry, co-written by Dwight Yoakam and Roger Miller. Apparently one of the last songs written by Roger Miller before his death in 1992. And you know, I've been on record countless times, my disdain and disgust for the 90s country. But, you know, I'll make some exceptions, of course. Of course, I love the Dwight, you know? And I know that some of you do, too. Shauna, I know you like Dwight Yoakam. Really nice version of that song on the Raoul Mallow 2007 record, After Hours. Talked about that album on the Raoul Mallow tribute. Raoul Mallow. There you go. Say it correctly. Whatever that was. End of December. Before Dwight Yoakam, we heard from Iris DeMent. What a beautiful song. Let the Mystery Be, from her 1992 album Infamous Angel. Not the first time that I've come home during the day to my wife listening to that album, and then me being like, I shouldn't forget about this one. It's a great album, and I love Iris DeMent's voice. I don't need to hear her do the John Prine duet. In fact, I don't need to hear any of you do that John Prine Iris DeMent duet ever again. But I love that album, and a big fan of hers. I made a note, you know, it's not the first time I've done it. You should really, really pay attention sometimes. Kicking it all off was Red Sovine with the title track to his 1967 record, Phantom 309. You know, my friend Brendan Brown at Nectar Fine Tattooing in Lethbridge, Alberta. One of the many times I've gone in there, probably between 15 and 20 times I've gone in there. One time I said I want a 1967 US dime tattooed on me. And he did it. Of course he did it. And then, of course, you know, the guys in the band said, what's this? What's this tattoo? I said, it's a 1967 US dime. Why a dime? I said, here, have another cup. Forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309. A powerful memory for me, powerful memories for me surrounding that song. The first time I ever heard it, for sure. The first time I heard the Tom Waits cover of it, great, great. The time that I recorded it with my band Lost Country, we recorded it in 2020, and playing it live last week at the King Cobb Market Pub. It was as good as a job as I've ever done on it, and it felt great. And, you know, maybe the kind of song people weren't expecting to hear. They're all paying attention, telling this story. And then the most powerful memory of them all so far, beautiful memory for me that something I hope I never forget, is telling the story to my little girl and her being absolutely invested in it, and then asking to hear the story the next morning, and then we listened to the song together. So there you go. Always love that one. Always stirs up some nice memories. Folks, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. I'm your host, Sean Burns. Thanks for being here this week. Quick little bit of housekeeping here. The Boots and Saddle Show, as you probably know, our week begins on Tuesday in a highly coveted time slot, which is 11 a.m. to noon p.m. And we start our week on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Later on Tuesday, the show gets uploaded to the Spotify and Apple Podcast archives, and that's where the majority of you tune in. The show also broadcasts on a handful of partner stations all across Canada and into the United States. Now, CKUW loves Boots and Saddles so much that they rebroadcast the episode on Sunday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. Why am I telling you this? You know this. Well, this week, CKUW is going to be beginning their fund drive, their annual fundraiser. It's going to run from February 6th to February 20th, which means there'll be four Boots and Saddle episodes that, you know, are going to broadcast during the fund drive. What are we going to do? I'm going to go in and I'm going to do live radio. Now, I mentioned this a couple weeks ago and in a post on the social media pages recently. When I relaunched the Boots and Saddle show almost 2 years ago, it was as an independent contractor. You know, I've gone about this show a little bit differently, not limited to having sponsors, which is something that most of these campus and community shows don't have. And it was important to me to have a footprint on CKUW, where the Boots and Saddle originally ran for many years, with me being the fourth host of the program. So rebranded as the Boots and Saddle Show, cut it down to 1 hour, and I'm an independent contractor, you know, and we're just syndicated on a variety of stations. But I wanted to be on CKUW. I love CKUW. I really value what they do there. I appreciate the platform they've given me and the long leash they've given me over the years. So I'm going to be down there doing live radio. This episode you're hearing today will not be rebroadcast on Sunday, February 8th, because I'll be down there in the studio from 1 to 2 p.m. doing a live Boots and Saddle Show, trying to raise some funds for CKUW with a $60,000 goal this year for the fund drive. I know we can do it. We can't do it without the generous listener support. So that's what's going to be happening. Next week on Tuesday, I'll be, you know, in the studio again. And then once again on Sunday, February 15th and Tuesday, February 17th. That's all fine and good for you folks here in Winnipeg. But like I said, I know the bulk of you tune in on those podcasts. Feeds. So I'm not going to leave you hanging. I am going to have some bonus episodes for our partner stations and for our podcast listeners. But of course, if you want to contribute and you want to be in on the action, you can always stream the program live on ckuw.ca. So that's our bit of housekeeping for the fun drive. And just know that I'm not going to leave you hanging. I kind of left you hanging last year. You know, I did. And it didn't really sit perfectly well with me. We've gathered some more of you out there in the world. So like I said, don't want to leave you hanging. So that's what you can expect here over the next couple of weeks. So those bonus episodes will be happening. And that means that the Boots and Saddle Show's 100th episode won't air until the end of April. And why am I bringing that up now? Because we're going to do a very special event for the 100th episode. And I'm going to tell you about that in a couple of weeks. Oh, don't you hate that? That was an announcement for an announcement. That's what they do these days. That's what the kids do these days. All right, anyways. Okay, so like I said earlier last week, we didn't have any new and recently released tunes. We were doing the Dallas Frazier thing. So this week, I got no less than three for you. I was lucky enough to see Dale Watson and his great band a couple of times over the last couple of years. Most recently, back in August at the Braun Brothers Reunion Festival in Challis, Idaho. Beautiful setting. And Dale Watson was on right before we went on with Corby Lund. Actually, not true. It was Dale Watson and then Sonny Sweeney. And then us. And I was sure to watch all of Dale's set. He played this song in it. He just released it as a single on January 23rd. It's Dale Watson with Willie, Waylon, and Whiskey right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
That red-headed stranger, his blue eyes crying in the rain. On the road again till the party's over. Tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Wailing, wailing whiskey, gonna have a real good time. Wailing, wailing whiskey, gonna be one hell of a night. I like lending ear to old Wavell. He's lonesome, he's ornery, he's mean. He's the only daddy that'll walk the line. Storms never last when he sings. Wailing, wailing whiskey, gonna have a real good time. Wailing, wailing whiskey, gonna be one hell of a night. Night, I pick a different poison, bourbon, scotch, Irish, or rye. Thinking about that good-hearted woman, hanging out with old friends of mine. Wailing, wailing whiskey, gonna have a real good time. Wailing, wailing whiskey, gonna be one hell of a night. Wailing, wailing whiskey, time with Willie and Waylon Whiskey. Gonna be one hell of a night. Willie and Waylon Whiskey. Gonna have a real good time with Willie and Waylon Whiskey. Gonna be one hell of a night. Hanging out with some old friends of mine.
Sinks in my town and the clock starts winding down and I get that low down feeling in my head. As I lay myself to sleep, your memory I'll keep while I doze off collected in my bed. With your golden hair up brown, you're lovely all around. You're the kind of gal I'd hate to lose. And every moment that you leave, then I lay down in the eve. That's when I'll be dreaming of you.
That's when I'll be dreaming of you. The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Gilmore Guitars. Located at 7895 49th Avenue in Red Deer, Alberta, from custom designs to the finest materials, at Gilmore Guitars, each instrument is handcrafted with passion and precision. Find them on Instagram at Gilmore_guitars or at home base, gilmoreguitars.net. That's G-I-L-M-O-R-E guitars. Get a Gilmore. Experience the difference.
This angel on my shoulder is getting a little lonely tonight. If I don't go home, you know I can't pick a fight. Don't light up no shooting hope. Drink a little less, don't act a fool. And I hear you say,
Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City. What a great city. That's Megan the Wheelers with The Hell I Won't, released as a single on December 30th. So it still qualifies as new, if you ask me. Before that, I've called him the future of guitar playing in Canada. This young fella, I don't know what he's 20, 21 at the most, maybe still 19, I don't know. I think I'm even older than his parents. I met his mom this past fall at Casino Rama when we were there with Corby in Orillia, Ontario. And I've been a fan of this kid's for a few years, man, and I think he's coming out west this summer. Look out for Nicholas Campbell. What a talented young fella. We heard That's When I'll Be Dreaming of You from his brand new record, People Like to Talk. Came out on January 23rd. Fantastic collection of roots music from young Nicholas Campbell out of Peterborough, Ontario. We found a way to squeeze one more in from the latest record by Brennan Lee, which came out on October 3rd, Don't You Ever Give Up on Love. We heard Texas Tumbleweed today, and I know that she's released some acoustic versions of some of the songs off the record, and those are beautiful too. I actually heard one on the radio earlier. Our good friend Jeff Robson at Tell the Band to Go Home on the other station here in Winnipeg played one. But we're still working our way through this album here from her, and I like that one. It was good to get it in today for you. Kicking it all off was Dale Watson with Willie Waylon in Whiskey, released as a single on January 23rd. Friends, you're tuned into the Boots and Saddle Show. I'm your host, Sean Burns. Thank you for being here. All right. I was, you know, digging through some things, singing some songs on stage this past week. And one of the songs I was like, it's an Ian Tyson song, but, you know, depending on where you live, how far south or how far west or how far north you live, you might think it's a Tom Russell song. But, you know, they wrote it together. And then I was listening to this record by Rosie Flores. I love Rosie Flores. I've got the biggest crush on Rosie. I was dialed into her 1995 record, Rockabilly Philly, and a song I really like. And I've gone through the credits. I'm like, hey, she co-wrote this one with Tom Russell. And then I'm looking through my catalog of music, and I see this Dave Alvin album, and I really like this song. He co-wrote it with Tom Russell. So, hey, you know, what the hell? Let's do a three-pack here of songs that were co-written by the artists themselves with Tom Russell for no specific reason other than this is what the universe sort of pointed me in the direction of this past week. So we'll go back to that 1995 record by my girl Rosie Flores, Rockabilly Philly, and hear Wrong Side of His Heart right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
Wash it down with the roadhouse coffee, burns up your insides. You're just a canyon caller at a diner, and a waitress I did love. I sat in the back beneath an old stuffed bear and a worn out Navajo rug. Now old Jack, the boss, he left at 6. Then it's Katie, bar the door. She pulled down that Navajo rug and she spread it across the floor. Hey, I saw lightning cross the sacred mountain, saw the woven turtle doves. But I was lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, aye, aye,
I saw old Jack about a year ago. He said the place burned to the ground. And all I say with this old bare tooth, Katie, she's left town. Oh, but Katie, she got her souvenir too. Jack's bad a tobacco plug. Well, you should have seen her coming through the smoke, a dragging that Navajo rug.
Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you?
So every time I cross the sacred mountains and lightning breaks above, it always takes me back in time to my long-lost Katie love. But everything keeps on a-moving, everybody's on the go. Hey, you don't find things that last anymore like an old Navajo.
Aye, 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 Katie, shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug and you? Shades of red and blue. Aye, 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 Katie, whatever became of the Navajo rug?
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
Sundown on the San Joaquin, and an old woman walks home from work. From another day in the fields and another day in the dirt. She lights a sacred candle next to an old photograph. And she says a prayer for a boy who fell between the cracks. She stares at a photo of this young boy who caused so much pain in countless 12-round bloodbaths when Kid Jesus was his name. And he was the pride of the valley till the night he stayed down on his back. And when he took the dive, disappeared down between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. She rereads the one letter that he wrote her from down in L.A. And he said, please don't worry about me, 'cause I'll come back again someday. But she remembers every story that's whispered behind her back about a shooting outside a liquor store somewhere between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks. Then he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. Sunrise on the San Joaquin, and an old woman walks off to work. Another day in the fields and another day in the dirt. She looks around at the children dropping rich men's fruit in their sacks. And she says a prayer for all of us trapped between the cracks. She says Jesus was born a poor boy on the wrong side of the tracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks. And he rose again, but not before he fell between the cracks.
Cool song there. Reeks of Tom Russell. You can really smell it for sure, which is a good thing. I'll add, of course. If research serves correctly, Dave Alvin originally released that one on a 1993 record called Museum of Heart, and then I guess re-recorded it for this 2006 album, West of the West. Nice one there called Between the Cracks. Before that, Ian Tyson with Navajo Rug from his 1986 Western masterpiece, Cowboyography. I've been known to sing that one on stage. Did it the other day. Probably do it again this week at least once. Kicking it all off was Wrong Side of His Heart from Rosie Flores, her 1995 record, Rockabilly Philly. Now, all three of those songs were co-written by the artists themselves with Tom Russell for no other reason than, like I said, that's where the universe directed me this week. And we're all richer for it. Great songwriter, Tom Russell. Got time for one more here for you this week, friends. Going to go back to a 2024 album from Jerry Zinn in Los Angeles, California, and his great band West of Texas. We'll hear a nice one today called I Hate the World Again from their record Hot Motel Nights. Boots and Saddles brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. And you can check Sean Burns and Lost Country out every Thursday night in the month of February at Park Alleys, the 5th, 12th, 19th, and 26th. We'll see you there. Come on out. Archived episodes of the Boots and Saddle Show are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those get updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. And you can email me with your questions, concerns, comments, complaints, music submissions, requests, just about anything else. bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in this week, friends. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week, and we'll chat later.
I hate the world again, the way it leaves me lonely. The storybook. Since I last had a day where I made you laugh and smile, I've been hurting for making you cry all of those times. And I hate the world again, the way it lays me lonely.
storybook ending. And I hate the world again.
Enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
Tuning in. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with a friend's card, your dollars get you more at
Dooley Records at 557 Portage Avenue. Dooley Records is a crate digger's paradise with vintage vinyl, tapes and CDs added weekly, with spine-tingling vinyl, cassettes that won't put you in debt, and CDs? Well, you just got a CDs compact discs with your 10% discount.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
You're invited to Spirit 303, a weekly 60-minute showcase of all the most dreamy and danceable of acid house, techno, dream pop, and more. All across the modern and retro, from the mainstream to the underground, Spirit 303 delivers to the airwaves transcending beats for every soul. It's a trip you won't want to miss, and it's only here on CKUW 95.9 FM, broadcasting to you every Monday night starting at 9 p.m.